a second.
You can just mute, please. Just for 1 second while you do that. And then come back and then mute.
It says, anyone access? Got it. Cool.
There we go. We are live. Welcome, 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 everyone. Listen, you are in for a treat. You are in for a treat. Let me make sure I can actually hear you. Not getting any feedback. So welcome, 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 welcome to Soul Chat. I am your host, Ebony Tatora. And I am so excited to be here today. It's been so long and I legit cannot see myself. So I'm just talking to y'all, like whoever is here live on YouTube. And we wanted to capture this live. I personally wanted to capture this live because I think, you know, if you are here watching this or you get to see the replay, like this is for you. This is for you. And y'all know I've been doing the podcast for years with no video. So it's like, why not? Why not do some video? So I am so excited to be here today. If you are new to my voice, as well as the Soul Chat family, Soul Chat is a podcast that goes deeper than the surface. So you're always going to catch inspiring people who not only overcome things, but have an outlook on life that can help us all continue to motivate, stay motivated, elevated, and really even within ourselves, having self-conversations that go deeper than the conversations we're used to having with ourselves. So I am so excited to be here with my guest, who I just dubbed the King of Abundance. He is an affirmation artist. You might have heard of him, and if you have not, I'm not going to say shame on you, but I'm going to say get with the program. My guest, Mello Will, he is a Maryland based artist. And the reason why I wanted to have him on this podcast is because so many times we don't realize how much music affects how we think, music affects how we show up, music affects, it affects everything. Listen, if you have not seen, what is that? They clone Tyrone. Go watch that movie.
I haven't seen it myself.
This is such, it is so true that, you know, the music that we are listening to equally is programming all of who we be, all of how we think. So I'm excited to be here. Listen, I've said enough. It's exciting to even just be in the social media sphere with someone so amazing such as yourself. So the question I always ask first, I see you got the, is that say Maryland on your shirt too?
It does.
It you better rap.
And this was my merch too. It was like years ago.
Okay, I love that. I love that. So welcome to the Soul Chat family, Soul Chat podcast. I'm excited to hear your shares on some of the questions I'm going to ask you. We're going to really focus on abundance, because what I do know is something you so beautifully pointed out before I hit live was, you, whatever you focus on is what you see. So even if something was intended for negative, if all you do is focus on the positive, then that's all you're going to see and interpret. So I really love that you kind of just reminded my spirit, gave me that jolt of like, that's some real caffeine right there.
I like that.
Because it's, you know, a lot of people, and I've had this conversation where I wanted you to tell the audience who you are, but a lot of people will always say, be realistic, you know, like you got to be realistic. And you're like, this is realistic, right? I am a divine spirit, Holy Spirit, having a human experience. So I get to choose, period. And that's the end of that sentence. And you don't have to explain anything else. So welcome, Mello Will. Thank you for motivating the masses, me being one of those people. Tell us all about yourself and who you be.
Oh, what a question you just said, right? That's so funny. Thank you. First of all, I appreciate you, Abel. Elbow, gratitude, right? Listen, I get that question commonly, right, in my Facebook Messenger. You know what I mean? I had the Facebook and then Facebook Messenger, which I'm just getting like adapt to. And they always be like, tell me more about yourself. And I'm like, I mean, I wish I could just sit here and answer this question over and over and over. So this is perfect. All right, good. I get to answer it. First of all, let me see. Should I put the light on or should I just be the light? Let me see.
You look great. Just be the light. Just be the light.
Should I just be the light? Okay.
The light is good too, though. The light is good too, though.
The light is good.
I think the light is good.
Let's go with the light. We're going to be the light times too. Beautiful.
Yes.
But how I feel is, and you know, the more I grow and the more I experience, the more I learn about myself and what's unique about me and what I feel like, okay, what makes me an individual. And I think at the core, I just have a deep belief that anything is possible. Right. And I think that's really my mission, to push on just like the masses, as many people as I can reach ever. I had wrote a mission statement down actually years ago. I don't remember if I can quote it, but it was like something along the lines of helping people, as many people as possible, believe that anything is possible, and that would just make the world a lot more peaceful. Because if you believe anything is possible, not only do you believe you can achieve anything, but you believe that you can think in any way, that you believe that you have control over yourself, your emotions, your perspective, how you're just speaking on what you see, all of that. So at the core, I operate like that. Like, I just, you know, I might do some crazy stuff. Some, you know, you might be like, what are you doing? Why are you moving like that? Why are you doing that? And, I've been on a journey. You know what I mean? I wasn't always so confident. So I think that's a huge part that I noticed. Like, a lot of people are shy, and I just be like, yo, you ain't shy. You're not as shy as I was 10 years ago, right? And I know it's hard to believe if you're just meeting me, you know, within the last couple of years, but high school, middle school, elementary school, before school, like, I was just always quiet, calm, nonchalant, and just to myself, which I think probably made it a lot easier along this journey too, you know, because, you know, when you get on this journey, you got, you go alone, because it's not common, right? So I think I came from that space of just being this super shy kid, and then grew up, got into eventually like the self-development and leadership and business and positivity and the benefits of all of that. And through all of that, like, immersing myself, like, literally, you know, and just brainwashing, reprogramming myself, like, all the way completely, which I probably didn't know how much I was doing it at the time, but it was having a huge impact on my way of thinking. Cause you know what I mean? Like, what you input is becomes who you are. You know what I mean? Like, so that led to me just growing into my confidence. I got into music. I started rapping, and I was with my guy, Lee, and we was Tay and Lee, cause my government, Dante. So it was Tay Mello at one point. Right. And, Lee was more of an extrovert. I still would consider myself, you know, more of an introvert. I could, you know, probably be an extrovert, you know, maybe this is somewhat extroverted, you know, even being able to do this, cause I would have never did this again 10 years ago. Right. but we started performing, and that really got me out of my box. And so I grew in being just like consistently being uncomfortable. And then I grew into, you know, who and how I am today, which is just like, I'm just confident. I'm an individual. I'm an independent thinker. I don't, you know, contribute to any, you know, parties, but I'm respectful of all and everybody. And I love everybody. And, you know, I love haters. I love lovers. I love it all. I love life. I feel like that's give you a little bit of insight, you know.
Oh, I love that.
We can get into it though.
Yes, we are gonna get into it. That was great. Listen, so everybody who asks you from now on, you busy, you know what I mean? Just send them a link to the podcast, you know. But seriously, send them a link to the podcast so people can really hear, because I think, you know, I've just been in a really funky space, like a really deeply healing space on so many levels, like on so many levels. And it's been interesting because I haven't been in this space for such a long time. And I'm like, this is what people mean. I've been so high above the clouds that I'm like, this is what people mean when they feel like, you know, I just don't know, you know, like, because I'm in that space and I haven't been in that space for so long. But it really is like, as I listen to your music and you talk about reprogramming and just the elevation of you, first of all, you talk about being shy, which everyone knows. If you don't know, on this podcast, the most we talk about, that my favorite thing to talk about, is healing, you know. And shy to me is personality traits or developments that happen over time because of a reason. Now I was like, so it's ambivert. So ambivert is like, you love people, but you love being alone. That's me. Like, I love people, but if I had a choice, like, be alone or be with people, I'm like going this way. You know, to where some people be like, you just like, why you gotta be like that? Cause there's people who are extroverted and they're just like, yeah, like, I just got all the friends, you know? So I love you talking about that and saying like, you would have never thought I was shy, because I always ask people to question that, right? Like really question your shyness and to see where you are today, right? And to be confident. But what you said that was really important is you practice it, right? You're practicing this thing over and over again, also the reprogramming of what we're listening to. I definitely used to see you in Daraj Global's room probably every day. Every night.
I was in there last night, actually.
Yes. And that's a great space to be in. And half 99% of the time he's running the same thing over and over again. But the mind will slip and the mind will forget. And what I can share just even in my own experience in this past year is, you know, when we're not surrounded by the right people. So I want to ask you, so a lot of times you talk about abundance. That's why I call you the king of abundance. Okay. Yeah. Because that is the most common thread of what you're sharing. And the thing about abundance is it's not just the money, right? It's that feeling good. It's, you know, it's like, wow, like having an abundance of positive thoughts, abundance of great things happening to you, an abundance of just being in a good mood, like all the things. It's not just money. Money is the byproduct of the thing that will come, right? So I love that. So what is your personal like secret sauce? And as you were talking, I was like, who are your mentors? So I would love for you to answer that. But like, what is your like almost like life ingredients of like, okay, like I've seen what it's like to not feel abundant or to be on this other side, maybe of just not believing in myself. Cause I think shyness is like, you're holding your light to a degree, right? You're kind of like, it's like being in Dragon Ball Z and you're just like, it's just on fire, but you're just like holding it down. Right. And you can't, right. So what is your secret sauce for just being who you be and attracting just an abundance of all the things, being rich in spirit, rich in happiness, rich in love? Like you're like, I love haters. I'm like, yes.
I like how you put that too, secret sauce. And look, I love how transparent you are and just like about who you are and like how your last year has been. Mm-hmm. Like transparency is super dope. We need more of it. And you know, that's something I've also grown in being vulnerable. But like secret sauce, I would just say consistency. It's really what you focus on grows. And I didn't come from what got me in it too was that's like a very popular thing, you know what I mean? So more people gravitated to that when I had put out like the money mantra, and I was already listening to a money mantra, the other one, which a lot of people get me confused with. That's not mine. The ching, ching, ching goes the money tree, you know, the guy King Soon,
every time,
right?
A ching money comes to me.
yeah. So I was inspired by that. He doesn't like, you know, consistently put out things, but I looked at it and I'm an artist. So I was already had a song that was, Lucky Number 7 was kind of floating. And when I did the money mantra, that took off. And I was like, okay, people really are using this. This is really empowering. This is really helping more than I ever thought it would. And so for me, it was just doubling down. This is how I looked at it. When I think of like an abundant mindset, I'm doubling down on that, right? And I realized, for one, that helps others and it helps me grow. You know what I mean? And so consistency, I think, consistency will get you answers because you're getting more, you're collecting data as you're producing. You know what I mean? So you have more to analyze, you have more to figure out what's working, what's not working. And also, when I say consistency, when I tell you I have really brainwashed and reprogrammed myself, like literally, when you talk about being bored, I'm never bored. I don't play video games. I don't watch TV. Like I literally listen to stuff. Like how Daraj's room might go overnight, I don't listen to it all the time throughout the day, but I'll have some go-tos like Think and Grow Rich or something like that. Or Outwitting the Devil was one that really shook me up. But stuff like that, just being so consistent with pouring that into my mind. Literally, can you imagine just thinking on that level all day, 24/7, 365, like for years? I really think, you know what I mean? That really got me in this flow of like, my whole perspective, like I got different goggles on, is how I feel, how I view everything. I'm always looking for the benefit in how this is helping, even in situations where, like, I had to quit my job, and that didn't feel, I didn't go with no plan. I didn't, you know, I had been going years without doing that, and I had been like, yeah, I'm gonna wait until, you know, you know, I get whatever coming in and I'm going to feel comfortable and safe. And eventually it was just like, I built up the confidence. The Rogers Room, right? You Swear was the book I had listened to a couple times, and it talked about taking leaps. And I was just like, I'm going to take a leap. And I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to figure it out. I probably only had like 700,000-800,000 followers, didn't have it really going, you know, no type of system, but I had faith. Like, and I had a little capital too that I was over, you know, I'm like, okay. But that also burned a fire in me, taking that leap of faith and having to make something happen. Like I'm relying on myself, and I'm, you know, it's sink or swim, and I'm not sinking. You feel me? I'm going. Mm-hmm. And so every day I'm staying consistent. That is my focus. Yeah, I would just say stay consistent. That's the secret sauce, though. Whatever you want to do, if you stay consistent and you lock in and you have faith and you just know it's going to work out, everything is working in your favor. I'm looking for opportunity in everything. I'm taking action. I am distancing myself from anything that is not in alignment. I don't, you know, waste time. I'm not the go-to. Don't call me in a case of emergency, you know, respectfully. But like, I don't just be available. You know, people can have 3-4 people call you today. Hey, can you do this for me? Hey, can you do this for me? Hey. And you just like, hey, I got you. Hey, yeah, okay. You talking about what time? Well, I ain't doing nothing. Okay. I don't be that person. You know, I'm always in my bubble. I'm in a bubble, and people have grown to respect it and understand the journey that I'm on. So, you know, shout out to friends that just understand. You know, I'm pretty sure it was some shakies where it was like, hold on, you ain't even available, man. You ain't, what you doing? Like, you forgetting about us. You all in the internet now. And it's like, but you got to understand what's happening. It ain't even just about that. It's about building a foundation, building up and growing and getting in the line until we all in a place where, you know, it's no worries. And, you know, time is just available like that because financial freedom. You know what I mean? That became like a core thing for me too, I believe, like financial freedom where like the assets are flowing. And if I didn't want to do anything all year, we could have this interview for a whole 365 days. You know what I mean? Just let it keep on riding out because I could just do that and I want to, and I'm going to go. Matter of fact, you could go with me. We're going to go to the beach. You feel me? Like that's the mission. That got me going. Like, so it, and I know consistency, I learned over time how important consistency was and what, you know, planting seeds and compound interest does. So the secret sauce, stay consistent.
Yeah. Thank you for that reminder. Thank you for that reminder, because it's, you know, as it's really like a subtle thing. I think I expected you to probably say something else. It's relevant. It's so relevant because when you're consistent in anything, right? Anything. You know, even small, one of my favorite acronyms is SIMPLE. SIMPLE stands for small intentions multiply the possibilities of life every day. And the reason why I created that acronym was because I wanted to remind myself that, okay, Ebony, life is so simple. And when it feels like it's hard, it's because you're making it hard. Like, you're literally making it hard for yourself, because to your point, with consistency, we can think our way out of things. But most of the time we're trying to do our way out of things. Let me go do this. Let me go do that. And I appreciate what you said as far as like not being that person. I think one of the things that can sometimes get in the way is when we are too available. Honestly, that's why I had to also pull back from social media, you know, because I think sometimes people, you know, there's this understanding that sometimes people feel like because you're on social media that, you know, like you're available and that, you know, just like, I don't know, for me at least, you know, I feel like whether it's like me seeing social
media, hit you with the, oh, you can post but you can't text me back.
Like, I am so friendly, but I will be very unfriendly in response to that, you know, because I feel like even when it's family, like, you know, I think to your point, like, some people don't get the journey, you know what I mean? Or some people don't get this whole online, like, making money thing, no matter what it is, like, whether I was selling an ebook or whatever, right? People don't really get, like, well, what do you really do all day? And if you're available, like, for me, that's a big boundary that is just like, not being available to me is such a clutch move to not only maintaining your peace, but I think we have to learn how to be in our own energy. And also how much time we really actually have. You know what I'm saying? Because especially when you don't work a 9-to-5 and you kind of step into that realm of entrepreneurship, it's kind of just like, yo, I got all this time though. Like, you never realized how much time you really had, you know? And honestly, thank you for saying that, because you reminded me that, you know, like, I have such an abundance of time to figure it out.
Yeah.
To, you know what I'm saying? And that's a blessing, opposed to having to. I mean, we've all been in that space where it's like you're working somewhere, but you have a dream, but you're working somewhere. So there's that time, you know, that where you don't have, that's like your time, you being in your own energy. And thank you so much again for that reminder of consistency. So what are you talked about outwitting the devil. So I was like, note to self, listen to that again. So I definitely am in a space where I'm like, that's perfect and what I need. So thank you, Spirit, for saying that. Also, like, what are some of the other things you are consistent with listening to or doing? So like for me, I'm a meditator. I meditate. For me, that's journaling. There's different things that are habitual for me to kind of, not kind of, but to be consistent with my mental, spiritual, emotional health and being on top of that as I navigate life. So what is that for you?
Absolutely. I meditate every day.
Okay.
I have not meditated today, actually. I've been on live on TikTok meditating. Today would be day like 759. So... I'm on there every day. I'll say in between all of those days, I've missed a few days, of course, but even on those days, I'm meditating daily. That's a practice I've implemented, which at this point I've been meditating for about 10 years. And that has really, like, I live a more aware life. You know, I'm more mindful throughout my day, how I interact, how I communicate, how I respond when I'm listening. I am a very intentional listener, which is why I love when someone else, and I can acknowledge when someone else is listening. You know what I mean? Things like that. And I don't know if it's because I read this years ago or if it really is true, but like, it helps with my memory. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can just, like, you know how you had those moments and things slip and it'll just come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is so meditation. Focus.
Yeah. And so my focus, meditating, and yes, I still listen to audios. I've cut back on how much I listen because I've realized I've gained a wealth of knowledge, and you know, I will rather create more than I'm consuming. Mm-hmm. So I mean I've been creating the whole time, but I would spend sometimes hours, you know, listening. It's like, okay, I could have got a little piece from today and then went on and did what I had to do. But I'm such a student, and I'm like, it's like, that's like my thing. You know how guys can sit on a video game all day, or, you know, or maybe you could lay back and watch Netflix for hours. I can sit and listen to, you know, Outwitting the Devil or Think and Grow Rich for a couple of hours, and that will fuel me. I will feel like I'm putting something like, yes, you know, I'm growing. You know, it feels like growth. So things like that I still do daily. Today, let's see. I was listening to Daraj, and then I caught a clip of a guy, I don't remember his name, but on YouTube. I got a few people that I'm subscribed to. I like Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters, if you ever heard of him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes. Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to listen to him a lot more, but I dabble sometimes depending on the title he puts out. And so I do stuff like that daily. Meditate, I'm listening to something. I've been upping my writing, you know. I would like to make it daily, but it's probably, you know, maybe a couple times a week where I'm writing. Journaling. I journal daily. Gratitude. I wake up, my first thing is, you know, thank you. I smile on purpose. You know, I'm like, yes, it's like being born, you know, just like being born, but as an adult every day. You know what I'm saying? Just like, what? I'm on this earth again. Like, I talk to myself. I'm here. Oh, I get to jump back in to this life and just have fun, you know, and enjoy the moment. I get to do what I want to do. I have this time, you know what I mean? Who knows how much, but like, I'm enjoying it. I'm grateful for it, like stuff like that. But gratitude is 100%. I journal. That's the first thing I do, actually, after I, you know, open my eyes and I'm aware now. I'll journal. I'll check my I got this little Aura ring. You ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Jay Shetty. Well, I don't know if it's him, but I seen Jay Shetty with it and he talked about it. And so I check my sleep score every day to see where I'm at with it. And sometimes if I don't, I've been prioritizing sleep a lot more. I used to be okay with just, you know, oh, I only got 3-4 hours, I'm going. But now knowing that I have this time and I'm grateful that I do have this time, I'm not in a 9-to-5 anymore. So I can go ahead and prioritize getting a couple more hours of sleep if I go to sleep too late, knowing that I'll be more efficient throughout the day. So yeah, sleeping, you know, at least 6 hours is always the goal. Two days ago, I slept like 10 hours, but it was much needed because the day before was like 3 hours. So, sleeping, meditating. I go outside, I ground, you know what I mean? I'll spend like, especially with the sun hitting, no socks, no shoes. I'm just, you know, walking around in the grass. And I'll, you know, do a little bit of sun gazing, just take that in. Sometimes that's where I do my woke up positives every day on all platforms. I'm posting that whole woke up positive message. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just get inspired while I'm just walking around grounding outside, and I'll take a message and share it every day. That's another thing I do every day. Like, that's another thing that keeps me going with consistency as far as social media and inspiring, because I feel like inspiring others helps inspire myself as well. So I'm not just sharing it for y'all, you know, it's for me too. So let's go.
Every day, actually.
Yeah. And I haven't put today's message out, so I'm going to draw some inspiration from this, this here. And then, yeah, we're going with it. But yeah, that's a few things that I stay consistent with daily. The grounding, you know, maybe that's a few days a week. I do push-ups and stuff. I try to get some type of exercise in, you know, on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just a walk, a good 2-mile walk. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, all of it counts. Again, simple, you know, and I asked because, you know, I'm a huge advocate of meditation. Like, I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't huge. Know where my life would be without it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to me, it's everything you said, right? Just like get focused. It's, people don't even realize the benefits of it. If you've never researched the benefits, go research them. Like, half of the health problems people have could be relieved through meditation. So I love that mm-hmm. you mentioned that, and everything, right? Walking, you know, and again, I always tell people, like, we have to be realistic about our time.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to consistency, you know, because I think sometimes in the world of motivation, it's like, wake up at 5 a.m., do this, do that, right? You know, it's just like, find what works for you. And that sleep thing that you're talking about, that is like so not a great thing for me in my life. Having a newborn right now is more frustrating than helpful because it's like, I'm not getting the sleep. Okay. Like, I'm not going to get the sleep. So let me just cope with it in this time and space and be more mindful. Although I do love a good nap, but
listen.
Luckily, I was blessed with energy for days. So that is my strong suit. You know,
what you drinking over there?
So I have a protein shake called Green Vibrance.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. So I love it. It's a vanilla. It kind of has like a matcha taste to it as well. So y'all will be seeing me post about that.
Okay.
Because it's so good. Because I'm always just trying different things. This company did sponsor, and I am an ambassador with them. They are Black owned as well. And I love how, even to just like piggyback on what you were saying about just consistency and just like the small things, like that to me is small. Like, I'm a mom of 5.
Mm-hmm.
So actually mom of 6, because I'm a bonus mom as well. But you know, like, even being consistent in what we are consuming, and that was what you said. You said, I want to create more than I consume. And I really hope y'all wrote that down. Like, I want to create more than I consume. And I challenge everyone to consider that, right? Because it's so easy to sit and listen to things that have nothing to do with us being successful. It's so easy to zone out and watch Netflix, like all the things, right? Like, those are the easy things to do, but we have to practice like challenging our mind, challenging our ability to grow. And one of the things you said you are here to share with everyone that like anything is possible. And I love that reminder. And you're like, I think the world, I've never heard someone say it like that. Like, we, you know, you think there's like if you didn't know this, there are like millions of nonprofits, which has proved to me that nonprofit is bullshit, right? But that's for another day. Nonprofit does help, but listen, it's like if we're fighting the problem and the problem's not getting solved, we got a problem, you know, like we got to re-advise how we're approaching this thing, which is for me, this is why meditation is so important, is because I'm so aware that I know that it's not in the doing that even changes the world, but the being. So you're like, well, if everyone knew, this is just a way of your being, right? In your being, if you knew that anything was possible, you wouldn't hate on other people. You wouldn't spend so much time going in circles, figuring it out, right? Because your belief, it sets you free from all the lack of limitation, because you're like, okay, well, if anything is possible, like, then what do I desire to be possible? What do I desire to be that? So thank you.
I said, I'm telling you, I was just like affirming what you were saying, right? I was talking to a friend the other day and they're in a situation and I don't know how much I can say, right? Anyway, they're in a situation, it came to me because this made me think of this. So I think this is important because people might be going through this, right? They're in a situation and they're like in a relationship and I don't think it's the best situation. And they're talking to me because like we've been friends, you know what I mean, for a long time. And this is a female, by the way, and she's in a relationship with a guy. And she's just telling me, you know, guys like you just aren't common though. And then I was like, okay. And I think she said that because I was just speaking into the fact that like, what do you think about, like, she was just like thinking that guys are just this one thing. And I think I asked like, what do you think about how I am? And you've known me for years. And she's like, yeah, but guys like you just aren't kind, you know, what's the chance that I get a guy like you? You know what I mean? Unless it's you. And I'm just like, yeah, but knowing a guy like me should let you know that it's a possibility. So you telling me that you're limiting yourself and you're keeping yourself in this situation because you don't believe that you are. And then also, I think she mentioned how she don't know if she is the person that she needs to be in order to attract that right guy. So she doesn't have the belief that it's even possible for her to obtain that guy that she really in her heart would desire in an ideal situation. So I just feel like a lot of people are, you know, maybe even, I know this ain't a, maybe this is not a relationship podcast, but you know, if you're selling in that, even in that, it's just like anything is possible for what you desire for a relationship. You know what I mean? Anything. So yeah.
I just want to share. Yeah, we have to remember that. Like we have to remember that because lack of limitation are the biggest things that hold us back. And what I've learned just in my journey is that it is the way you think. It is the things you consume. It is what it's all of that. It is like every little thing. It is down to what you eat. It's down to the company you keep. All of that affects how we're thinking in a day, how we're being, you know? So I think this has been just even a beautiful reminder of me. Currently, the book I'm reading is We Should All Be Millionaires. I can't think of the woman's name. I feel like her name is Rachel. But the chapter I was on was talking about the circle, who you surround yourself with, you know? And I think the biggest thing I find most people have a hard time letting go with, especially when it comes to, I think even like abundance to me is like that let go of like, I am fine. Right? Like all my needs are met. I'm not going to use worry to worship the problem. Right. And I'm just going to chill. But letting go, especially when we talk about friends who we surround ourselves with, even just like jobs, right? Just like letting go and allowing yourself to really discover, because you're like, that was a packed question. And I never realized how packed that is, but that is like my question of like my soul that I want to ask everyone on this planet is like, who are you? Because when you ask people, like, that's a question that's like, you know what I mean? Like, or then you got the people, they'll say their bio. And I always read people's bios first. And I'm like, well, who are you for real? Like, you know, because my bio changes all the time. You know, like, oh, I can call myself this now, right? So, you know, but letting go and being able to fully surrender. So if there's like one thing you could tell people listening today, if there's one thing you can share with them to not only believe anything is possible, well, shout out to your mama bear, because I know in the last conversation we had, you said like she used to always tell you that all the time. So if you are a mama bear out there, I'm just like mental noting this to myself as well. Keep speaking life over your children, even when it seems like they are not listening. I'm so repetitive with my kids and I'm like, it's going to work. It's going to work. Like it's eventually going to start.
It's working. It's working.
It is working. Yeah. So shout out to her. But if there's one thing that you can say to everyone, what would it be?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something like what to let go, right?
that too. That too.
Hey, because I didn't mention that this time on the whole idea of like my mom. So I just want to double down on that. Yes, my mom as a kid, I would just remember, I tell her to this day, you know, you saying that, she just be like, wow, I didn't know you was gonna believe anything was possible. Look at you, you know. But she would say it over and over whenever I would say anything. Maybe if I would complain about something, but she was like, you could do anything if you put your mind to it, Dante. So yeah, I probably heard that, you know, I don't know how many times over the years growing up. And I definitely believe that plays a huge role. So shout out to the seeds that were planted. One thing I think. An answer to a lot of questions, right, is align by being okay with being alone. Eliminate as many distractions as you can so you can focus in. And if you don't even know what it is that you want to do, just start trying things. I don't care if you're 77 years old. You know what I mean? This is your one life. Like, make it the best that you can make it, and you can make it the best because you have that ability. You are co-creating with the way that you see it, believe it, and the actions that you're taking. So I would say, you know, look through the last 5 text messages. I probably got this from like Will Smith or something. And if none of that aligns with your higher self, write down some things that your higher self desires, whether it's a home, a family, love, you know, health. I know a lot of people going through things and I feel for you, but if that's the thing that you want to align with, if you're not aligned with that in your last 5 text messages and your last 5 phone calls, you know, the wealthiest lifestyle, whatever it is you want to live that you see and admire on Instagram, I know people look at it and think it's not for everybody. It's for you if you at all desire. The desire is just proof that you deserve it. And then it's up to you to prove your worthiness by taking actions and aligning on purpose. It's a daily, consistent thing. Be aware of who you're surrounding yourself with. Those 30-minute phone calls are not, you don't need that every day. The hour on the this and the that. You got 24 hours in a day. Really audit your day and your life and see, how did I spend my time today? You know, are you just like watching this even by default, or are you intentional with getting on YouTube and looking for something to fuel you and you know, empower you? And if so, congratulations, because this is amazing, right? But definitely just be aligned, like be okay with not being around the people that you were always around. If you notice, and if you on this path, and you know, if you know, you know, right? If they not all the way for you, it's okay to let people go and be confident and being by yourself until you align with your tribe, your what they call your soul tribe or whatever, you know what I mean? And it'll come as you become that. But you only become that when you consistently do that, I believe. I don't think you can stay around all the trauma, all the drama, and become this high level, you know, enlightened being that you desire. So, you know. No, that was a mouthful for that question.
That was so great. We got to hit the sound bowl for that. Yes. Okay. That was amazing. Listen, I know that hurt some people in the gut today, but that's good. You know, we need to hear, we need to be realistic. You know, when they say, oh, Beyonce has, you know, if there's a quote that says Beyonce had 24 hours in a day, then there's the rebuttal that's like, but she has this, 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 and this, you know. And I think the biggest thing I've gained from this space and this time with you is that, you know, we alignment, and this is one of my guys used to say this, alignment is the assignment, right? And it's not as hard as we make it. And the reason why it's not hard is because if we are not being consistent, right? You talked about health. We're not being consistent with the things that will make us healthy. Over time, the negative choices are going to have an impact just as well. So again, folks, keep it simple. Small intentions multiply the possibilities of life every day. Take small steps every day. And that's one of the reminders that you really gave back to me, that's like a reminder to myself in general, is do the small things every day. Do the small things every day. I know this was for everybody else, but this was really for me. So thank you, because I've definitely been in this space of stepping back so that I could go forward with more strength, more power, because I already know what I bring to this earth. I already know who I be. And it's important. You talked about letting people go. And this is the last thing. We're going to end it here because we want to know how to find you, how to follow up with you, how to listen to all the things that you're doing and be in tune with you. But let go. Like you talked about letting go. And my takeaway is letting go, being overly available. Curate your time. Curating our time, being in ownership of our time, and knowing that no matter what pulls we feel from life, like we are divine and we are sovereign and we are supported and we are protected. So you have been a vessel of light today. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for being a guest and welcome to the Soul Shot family. Can you tell us how to follow up with you, how to connect with you, and all the things? Where do we find you?
That's amazing. I just actually drank it right. I am LOL.
Move over. Wait.
It was locked in at first. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, I am. Let's try it again. Hold on. I'm gonna try it again.
Back it up.
Is that what it was? And
back it up with yourself. Keep going. No, back up. No, back your way. Yeah. Really?
Remember when I got up here the first time, it was like, got it, and then it went away. Anyway, I am Mellow Will, MELLOWILL. I know a lot of people try to spell mellow with a W at the end, but it's no W at the end of mellow, but it's a W at the beginning of will, and where there's a will, there's a way, so that's where that all came from. Yeah. And I do want to say one more thing as far as creating, right? I would say, I don't think I would have ever aligned with like a tribe that felt so aligned if I would have never stepped up and stayed consistent with what a talent and skill that I've been blessed with. So putting that out to the world has just brought in people, and even like going on live daily and just being me and speaking my opinion, it attracts people that really appreciate and respect me for me and totally who I am. You know what I'm saying? They love my views and everything like that. And it feels good. So if you're feeling like you're in a place of like, I don't know, you know, if I fit in here, or you feel like an outcast, you're not an outcast to the world. You know, there's people out there that are just like you. I just did my first ever music festival in Arizona, Soul Awakening. Shout out to Soul Awakening. Brought me out there with Peachka, Lizzie, Jeff. It was a vibe. And we camped out for the first time in... For me, I never, you know, really did this whole camping in a tent thing, but it was just like so much love in this space. Hundreds of people showed up all out there in the woods, 15 miles in the woods, in some trees, and we had a whole festival, and it was all love. It was one of the first times every guy I met gave me a hug. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was just like different, and it just felt like a whole lot of love and just so abundant in the air.
The
stars were clear in the sky, you know. Mm-hmm. But like being in your creative space and producing and putting it out there, you can attract anything your heart desires in this world.
Period.
And I'm glad I made it here, you know. But all platforms, Mellow Will TV on YouTube, Facebook has been doing me well. Mellow Will, Instagram, I am Mellow Will, TikTok, I am Mellow Will.
Thank you. All platforms. We will absolutely tag you underneath in the description. So thank you so much for your time. You can also listen to him over on iTunes, Spotify. Actually, let me shout out your Spotify Abundance playlist. It really, really hits. And it has like so many artists that I didn't know existed that I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. Because I want to remind everyone, we need music. You know, if you're feeling unmotivated, you're feeling like you're having a tough day, we all know the right song will get us to the right place. And it's time that we start listening to things that are high vibrational. Again, go watch They Clone Tyrone. And what in the FBI? You know what I'm saying? With this, won't light up your water bottle. I swear, you know, but it's all good because we are divine. We are aligned. We are protected and supported. And I thank you for being a vessel of light and reminding us. You gave us so many gems. I always tell people when you're listening to this or watching this, make sure you have your notebook so that you can remember what you took away from this and think about it. Spend time, whatever stuck out to you in your mind, spend time with those thoughts and spend and question why they were important for you to remember today. So I thank you so much for your time. I'm sure my you pleasure. Will be back in some way, shape, yes. or form, or capacity. Sending you all the abundance vibes. I receive all the abundance vibes that you come
I
with.
I appreciate you.
And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys. Definitely continue to tune into the podcast. Definitely make sure you follow my guy. I am Mello. Will share this podcast with a friend. There we go. Oh, it worked. It worked. Oh, listen, share this with a friend. That is the sign of abundance. Abundance is sharing. Abundance is knowing that you have something so great that you want to share with the world. And that is this podcast, as you all know. So make sure you're sharing it with five or more people, because there's at least five people you know that need this. Take away the lessons. Take away your greatest takeaways. Leave in the comments what were some of the things that stuck out for you. I love hearing all the feedback. And of course, take time to leave a review and let them know. Let iTunes know how you're loving the Soul Check podcast. And thank you for all of you that have already left five stars. I see you. I appreciate you as always. And we will see you on the next episode. Have a blessed and amazing day. We'll be ending this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.